From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ann Ball reporting. U.S. Ambassador to the United Nations Nikki Haley spoke with VOA contributor Greta Van Susteren on Wednesday in New York. Haley discussed several topics, including North and South Korea, warning that the U.S. will never be comfortable with North Korea being a nuclear nation. She mentioned the North and South are talking.
Just because North and South Korea are holding hands today doesn't mean that that threat has gone away. The United States and the international community is going to keep up the pressure on North Korea to totally disband. Until that time, we're going to wait and make sure there's no activity, no testing.
Haley added, if North Korea does not do the right thing, the U.S. has got options on the table. At least 12 people were killed Wednesday in twin suicide bomb attacks in northeastern Nigerian city of Maiduguri. VOA's Hausa service reports the explosion struck in Muna Garage area of the Borno state capital. At least one of the attackers was female, according to witnesses. Borno State Commissioner of Police Damon Chukwu says they entered the market, detonated the bombs, killing themselves and 10 others.
Almost about 48 others injured. And then the victims are in two hospitals responding to treatment.
Also Wednesday, two Americans and two Canadians reportedly were kidnapped in central Nigeria while traveling to the capital city of Abuja. The foreigners were ambushed by unknown gunmen and two police officers were killed in the exchange. This is VOA News.